This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is a truism of this economy about which we remind you often that spending by or on behalf of consumers accounts for nearly 70% of gross domestic product. And so our prospects for economic growth hinge on our ability and our willingness to keep on buying things. Some retailers are getting through the pandemic so far, the ones that sell furniture and home goods, for instance. Some not getting by so well, restaurants and bars in particular, as we have talked about. So with the politics of this economy idling in neutral, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looked at where consumer spending might go from here.
Left Coast Seafood, a restaurant in Venice, Florida, actually had a decent summer considering the pandemic. The restaurant reopened for sit-down service in May.
The customers were a little bit apprehensive in the beginning, but as people became more comfortable, business picked up.
That's co-owner Mariel Arbuckle-Tarone. Then at the end of September, Florida lifted all restrictions on restaurants. They could open at 100% capacity.
And as soon as that announcement was made, our phone started ringing off the hook.
Customers wanted to know, what was the restaurant going to do?
People told us we're not going to places that are going to be open at 100% that aren't still social distancing. We don't feel comfortable going out.
Left Coast decided, for everyone's safety, to stay at half capacity, keep its tables spaced out, and continue to require masks for staff. And those phone calls the restaurant got? They're yet another sign that the virus is driving the economy. States or local governments can lift lockdowns, but a lot of people will still be afraid to go to bars and restaurants and movie theaters because they don't want to get sick. Remember that old Bill Clinton campaign slogan?
Rather than, it's the economy, stupid, it's COVID-19, stupid.
Lisa D. Cook teaches economics at Michigan State University. And she says as long as COVID-19 is spreading unchecked, we will see a familiar economic pattern, the stop and start.
You know, schools opening and then closing, businesses opening and then closing, football games being scheduled and then being called off. You know, it's running everything.
Now, getting the virus under control, at least until there's an effective, widely available vaccine, does not necessarily require strict, widespread lockdowns. Seth Carpenter, chief U.S. economist for UBS, says the ideal approach for the economy would be more of a middle ground.
So testing, tracing, very narrowly targeted restrictions, mask mandates, those sorts of things allow most, albeit not all, the economic activity to continue while also still trying to restrict the spread of the virus.
Besides the virus, the other thing that'll determine how much consumers spend going forward is fiscal stimulus. But we don't know yet whether this Congress or the next will pass another stimulus bill or what it would look like. Our country and our government are deeply divided, and that makes compromise hard. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.